walking meditation and sitting meditation way more similar than different. Walking meditation, we're bringing our attention and giving it fully to some physical sensations, the sensations of walking, some aspect of the moving of the body, or sounds, or the air, or even sights. Sitting meditation is much more subtle. Movements are way more reduced, but they're the same. Bringing and giving our attention fully and resting it deeply in a sustained way as best we can on some direct experience, fully, quietly, without needing to comment. Staying present fully for, say, what it's like having hands, whatever can be known and felt in your hands. The weight of the hands, the warmth of the hands, the position of the hands, whether they're tense or relaxed, what parts are tense, what parts are relaxed. What's touching your hands? Some parts of your hands are being touched by the air, some by the next door finger or the other hand, flesh. Some parts of the hand are probably touching your clothing. What's being touched? What do those different things feel like? What parts, where? See if you can really get intimate with these hands of yours and what's feeling what that feels like. And deep inside your hands, they're warm or cool, warmer inside, cool on the surface, perhaps. And you may feel throbbing of the blood in them, the pulse, or you may feel tinglings. Or you may feel who knows what that I haven't said, but that's an area you can come close to and fill your attention with. Get to know intimately. As if you are your hands. Go and be hands. Go fully inside them. See what that's like. Or the same you can do with the movements and sensations, different changing things with the fact that your body's breathing. You can locate your attention in your abdomen as it moves because you're breathing. Or your whole central trunk, the whole ribcage area. Move around the ribcage area, the sides, the back, the upper, lower, or the entire thing. Expanding and contracting. You can be in the throat or the nostrils or all of it and feel the air streaming in and out. Similarly, as you stay exploring, getting to know more deeply this breathing, you'll notice more and more little subtle differences, how the breath rate changes over time as you quieten down, for instance. Sometimes how the depth of your breath changes. Sometimes it's deeper, stronger. Sometimes it's softer, shallower, lighter. Sometimes it's irregular and it'll do a sigh and a couple of little breaths. Sometimes it's very regular. You You can also get so close to the breath that you can perceive that from the very beginning of a breath, right through the whole length of the breath until it at some point stops breathing in and starts going in the other direction, like watching a flow of water flowing in one direction and flowing in the other direction. Sometimes it's possible to perceive that there is no breathing at all for a fraction of a second after you've breathed out before you breathe in again. And then there's breathing again, breathing and then no breathing. Some people can notice the different feeling when you breathe in compared to when you breathe out. Breathing out is often more relaxing or releasing. Breathing in is more somehow working, effortful. I've been able to notice, for instance, when my mind is fairly quiet and I'm paying attention to my breathing, that I lose track and go off into thoughts at the end of the out-breath when there was no other breath to notice before the next one came in. See what you can see closely. Pay full attention and see. Be interested. Explore. Don't look for something. No agenda. But be very available. Stay. Some people use as an anchor to help them in the present the arrival of sounds in their ears. Different kinds of sounds, persistent sounds or occasional sounds, longer or shorter. And then the absences of sounds, the silences between the comings and goings of sounds. And what it's like to pay attention to hearing, for instance, compared to paying attention to breathing. Some people find breathing gets to be labored or controlling or tense. And when they shift attention into hearing, they find a sense of spaciousness or expansiveness, perhaps. Whatever for you is true, direct your attention somewhere that's present, that's happening, it's not imaginary, that's real. And give fully as much attention as you can for as long as you reasonably can. You'll begin to gradually perceive a sense of calming, a sense of settling, maybe even a sense of relaxing. These can't be forced, but they can be known. You'll also notice when you just return from having been off in some thought world, some thought bubble, some movie you've made, some rehearsing you've been doing, and you don't know it when you're doing it, you're lost in it. Awareness is gone, mindfulness is gone. And then in another moment you realize it, you just were thinking. That means you are now present enough to realize it. When you're present again in that moment of realizing, drop the thinking, don't worry about it, and re-engage fully in being present, having a body, having a pressure under the seat of your body, finding the posture that your body's in, aware again of being in this room, being with these other people. Coming again into the present moment, whatever it is you can perceive in the present moment, sounds and smells and body, breathing, hands. Notice how fully alive you are when you're present compared to when you were off being entertained in your drama, your made-up world in your mind. It may be intense. may be very dramatic, but it isn't really fully alive. It's a kind of fabricated world compared to this world, the real world, embodied, present, direct, bright, grounded in reality. This is where those moments occur. This is where freedom is available, not that thought world, fabricated, imagined. Coming home to this direct experience fully, more, again and again, simply. Gently, giving your attention fully to just this moment, without adding any commentary, explanation. Full attention, quiet. If you find yourself with your attention pulled away again and again to some particular scenario in your mind, some tangle, see if you can go to that, to the emotion of whatever it is underneath that thinking. What does it feel like, that kind of thinking? Can you name that kind of thinking? Is it worrying? Is it planning? Angry. Give it a name if you can, and what does it feel like? Coming underneath all the thoughts to the actual experience, suddenly you're present with those feelings. They're right here. Let them be. Rather than removing yourself by trying to figure something out or blame something, come to the experience directly in your body. Worrying feels like this. Let it be here, part of your experience. Gently. And when it subsides from being so strong, let yourself rest again with your chosen home base, your anchor of your hands or your ribs, your stomach, whatever it is. Occasionally, if you find yourself pulled into thinking again and again, you can also simply ask, is this true? What am I believing in this thinking? Question it rather than believe in it. It's just thinking, it's not the truth. Necessarily. Mostly coming home again and again to just this moment, direct experience, fully attended to. Every so often check through your body that your posture is upright in a dignified way but not tense. Relax any accruing tension around your face or jaw or shoulders or anywhere. Relaxed but not so much relaxed that you're spacing out. Upright and dignified but not tensing. So we'll continue in the same way, walking now. Just the same, but your home base or your focus is giving your attention fully to some other more active physical movement in your body, swinging or swaying or the legs or whatever you choose. And let it go from one to another once in a while, hearing something or the air on your skin. But do it slowly and stay fully for a few moments or minutes with one so that you get that gathering and settling experience.